الحمد لله نحمده جل وعلا ونشكره ونتوب إليه ونستغفره ونسأله الرحمة في الدنيا والآخرة، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله رحمة الله للعالمين خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. We praise Allah. We offer ourselves to Him, dedicated to His gratitude, and we ask Him to grant us forgiveness and mercy in this life and in the hereafter, and we ask Him to shower His blessing and peace on His mercy to humanity, the last of His messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We bear witness that there is no deity save Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad is the servant and the messenger of Allah. My dear Muslims, I think we'll continue with the same pattern of trying to look into our problems and trying at the same time to find the matching solutions, at least the guidance towards solutions in the Quran. And as long as we keep doing that, we are actually, while bringing Quran alive in our life, we are vitalizing our lives itself by the energy and the power of the Quran. When Quran blamed on people that they take this Quran as a deserted thing, اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا, what was meant was that we walked away from the Quran. It did not become a living, effective, acting factor in our lives. And this created lots of confusion for us as Muslims. And this is what we should try to look into very carefully, and try always to remind each other how to reverse that trend. When we talk about our lives, any one of us here, no one lives in vacuum. The human being practices life, exercises life, lives life within four circles. You cannot just be on your own. The first circle is your innermost circle. This is a personal, private kind of existence. If you just live that kind of life, you are not a normal human being. You are an introvert, a loner. You can even be a sociopath, because all what you live is within yourself. And you can seldom find a person like that. Everybody, he or she, will relate outside this circle to other circles. The second circle is your immediate circle, which is your family. The third circle is your community. The fourth wider circle is humanity. Each one of us, and you look at yourselves and look at your lives, look at your activities from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you sleep, from the time of your awareness until the time you die, you are moving between these circles with different emphasis, sometimes more here than there. The healthy person, at least from the Islamic perspective, is the person who is guided by Allah throughout all these circles. B is maintaining a balance between all these circles. If you are someone who lives only within his family, he deprives himself from the benefit and from benefiting the Ummah, his community. If you live completely within the community, not aware that there is a larger circle that's called the humanity, you form a ghetto. You become isolated. The success from an Islamic point of view is not to ignore any one of these circles, to live fully each one of these circles, and to keep a balance between all of them. And we Muslims should really be very thankful to Allah for that book and for that model in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will show us in abundance, time again and again, pertaining to each one of these circles, how much wealth of guidance and directives and enlightenment we have in dealing within each and every one of those. And a khutbah will not allow us to go into the details of any one of these circles. However, the function of the khutbah for all of us, hopefully inshallah, is to give us the clue, to give us the key, so that we on our own, while we are reading the Quran, we can immediately fit all the verses in these circles, so they don't become just a reading. They become something relevant and pertinent to the life that we live. And also, as we live through all these circles, we always seek the guidance from the Quran. So in our life we bring the Quran, and in our Quran we bring our life. So the connection will be achieved, and the transformation will happen. But if we keep a dichotomy, a distance between life and the Quran, and between the different circles of life and each other, we become a confused group of people, scattered, not having an impact. And what I try to share with you in each one of these circles, to see, to take a sample, a flower from the flower bed that is pertinent to this particular circle, so that we know that if we look, we will find more. I take the very first private circle. Each one of us lives with himself or with herself. And you'll be surprised how much this circle can be ignored. Let us challenge ourselves and go and examine our life. Sometimes the whole day passes, sometimes the whole year passes, without you thinking who you are, without giving yourself a chance to sit with yourself and live with yourself and talk to yourself and examine who you really are and who you should be. And here I'll take just a glimpse from the Quran. After the Quran was talking in plural to a group, إِذَا قُرِعَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَنَّهُ لَهُ وَانْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. All of you talking to all of us when the Quran is recited, listen carefully, because we might gain mercy by doing that. Then he talks to the individual. وَذْكُرْ نَفْسَكَ وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفَةً ودون الجهر من القول وسبحه بالغدو والاصال. What's the Quran saying here? You, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the model, or you, that person, or this person, or he or she, you the individual. Remember Allah within yourself. This is the inner circle I am talking about. In devotion and in reverence, tadarru'an wa khifatan. وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. This is something that nobody else will hear. Less than being pronounced and announced. Why? Because it is your private circle. And praise Him day and night. This is a guidance to us that there is an area of life within me and within you. The Quran is telling you what to do with this area. It is not shared with the group. It is not a public domain. It is your private domain, the area of your conscience. Remember Allah within that area. In a way that will not be heard by others. And keep connecting with Him day and night. Just imagine if we work on that area, what kind of persons we will be. Just try to think about it. If there is complete connectedness with Allah that nobody else knows but you, and that you are remembering Him within yourself, praising Him without being heard, in day and night, what kind of person, how much empowerment you will get. You think if we do that, if any one of us does that, he or she will be ever scared, will be ever intimidated, will be ever feeling in need, will be ever sad and crushed and depressed? No, because you connected inside yourself in the first circle. So you will find dozens of verses telling us what we do in this very private area, where there is nobody else in this area but you, and hopefully connecting with Allah. The second circle that's broader than that is the family, your family and your relatives. And you will find here the Quran is saying, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Protect yourself and your family, your kins, from a fire that will be fed by people and stones. And we always think that this means that we go and we admonish and we force and we boss our family and we condemn them if they do wrong. This style never worked. Not in the past, not now, will not work in the future. People deviate and get themselves in behaviors that can lead them to hellfire because they are lonely, they are needy, they are afraid, they don't feel the compassion of others. So, if I feel that I'm moving in this circle, trying to offer my relatives and my family what they need, trying to offer them the compassion and the companionship, trying to offer them the counseling and the comfort, and trying to tell them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and what our messenger taught, I am then trying to protect my family from hellfire. Unfortunately, we took it in a very simplified way. This means that if your son does not pray, you beat him, and if your wife does that, you reprimand her. And this is the easy, childish way. People are basically good or willing to be good. What you give them will make you and them better. And there are dozens of verses telling us about how we should cater to, behave with, and feel committed to our families. And when we do that, we are catering to the second circle, which is the second field of life that we live through. ادعو الله انه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وتولنا وتوب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نسأله الهدى والتقى، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. My dear brothers and sisters, if we go to the third circle, and I'm reminding you, I'm not giving a list, I'm just trying that we share a key that Quran caters to these areas, so it is up to you when you listen to or when you read the Quran, and it's up to every one of us when we live our lives through these circles. The larger circle, of course, is our community, the community of the believers. Our expression for that is the Ummah. And we as Muslims are oriented to be a group. We don't live just as individuals. But the group does not cancel the individual, because the accountability and the responsibility is an individual one. But these individuals gather together and they group together in an Ummah based on their faith. This is why we find in Fatiha it is always in plural. Ihdina, guide all of us, as-sirat al-mustaqim. And we find in Tashahud, as-salamu alayna, peace be upon us, all of us, wa ala ibadillah as-salihin. It's that concept of group and ummah, a group of people that we always talk about and we are taught to respect. And so there is no Muslim who should feel he or she that they are just freelance floating around agent who does not belong. We belong to the Ummah of Islam that responded to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, took the Quran and the Khulub Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And this should supersede everything else. As we live within this circle, Quran is also giving us, I would say, hundreds of teachings about that. And we can take examples. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. The believers are a brotherhood and a sisterhood, so go and mend relations amongst them. اتقوا الله واصلحوا ذات بينكم. Be aware of Allah and mend your relations. This process of connecting and mending and networking and bringing people together is a tremendous task in Islam that if we will follow, I am sure that our condition will not be the same as we see it now. It will be your personal agenda to bring people together. You find, unfortunately, that some of us, their personal agenda is to set people apart, which is exactly the reverse and the opposite. The concept of al-marhama, ruhama'u baynahum, they are exchanging compassion and grace and mercy among this, and kindness among this to each other. This is part of the teaching of the Quran pertaining to that third circle that sometimes I feel that we have the tendency to ignore. As a matter of fact, when the Quran described the group as أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ, tough with those who deny the truth, but compassionate and soft with each other, sometimes I feel that we are doing the opposite. We are so soft with those who are denying the truth and the enemy, but so tough on ourselves and on each other when we disagree. This is the model upside down that cannot be conducive of producing that third circle in the healthy and in the good way that the Quran meant it to be for us, that privileged us with. When the Quran talks to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, giving us the model, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. If you were harsh, they would disperse away from you. So, forgive them, ask Allah for forgiveness for them, and counsel with them. This is a guidance how you move within that larger circle of the community and of the Ummah. And if you go through the Quran, you will find plenty of generous guidance of how we should behave within that third circle. The last circle is humanity at large. That includes believers and non-believers. Includes the Muslim and the Kafir and the Fasiq and the friend and the enemy and the foe and everything. Also, you find that Quran is teaching us that this world is not only for the Muslims. This is not what Allah wanted. وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ. This has been set up for everybody. Then gives us a guidance how to deal within that ocean of different ideas, different tendencies, different cultures, different religions, the bad and the good. And he gives us two wonderful directives. One of them is لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين أو يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. For those who didn't fight deliberately against you, to swerve you away from your religion, or to kick you out from your homes, anybody other than this, you deal with them with tabarruhum, kindness and mercy, and equity, justice. This is the teaching we are getting from the Quran. Someone fights me to change my religion or to take my home, I fight back. But other than that, the birr, then the justice, both of them come together. This is the first rule. The second rule, which is very clear, يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. We have created you in different nations and tribes so that you may recognize and mutually exchange and know each other. The best amongst you is the one who is most aware of Allah. So there is a directive for us how to deal in this larger circle of people, the exchange, the mutual recognition and the mutual respect, because human beings are entitled to dignity because they are human beings. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Dignity is bestowed on the progeny of Adam. So as we notice, my dear brothers and sisters, and what I am trying to share with you is that our life is within those four circles. The very private, the innermost, the family, the community, and the humanity. And in each one of these, there is a great deal of enlightenment, empowerment, and education, and guidance in the Quran pertaining to each one of these circles. What's left for us to be better people is to connect the Quran to the circle and the circle to the Quran. And this is a job that nobody can do but each individual, he or she, when they go to this wonderful divine spring of light and wisdom, which is the Quran. And of course, we can find the model of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam showing us the way. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the right path, to give us the clarity of vision and the purity of the heart to find Him and to find His will. Give us the stamina to follow up along His cause.
and to carry the task. He interrupted. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا لنا وتب علينا وسدد خطانا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا ويسر لنا امورنا وفرج عنا كروبنا وانصرنا اللهم الكافرين. اقم الصلاه ان الصلاه تنهى عن الهدي.
الله اكبر.